When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? When Jesus lifted up his eyes, he saw. God has eyes. Do we ever think that God has eyes in order to see? God the Trinity once had no physical body whatsoever. He had no eyes like we have eyes, globes of clear gel, shaped by muscles to pull or push this orb and change the focal point. Now light enters the lens and paints an image upon billions of tiny nerves, which in turn send a three-dimensional, full-color, moving photographic information to a center in the brain where the image is seen by your mind. What a miracle. The miracle of the eye is only a created thing, yet it must echo somehow something that exists and must be far more sophisticated in the Creator, our God. How and why would he create a miraculous stereo-optic movie camera in our heads? Psalm 94 says, He that formed the eye, shall he not see? God sees better than we do. Is there anything God can't see? When we were in the garden world and our first parents fell, a new kind of sight occurred. The eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. They saw their own bodies and were ashamed, so they hid, thinking God wouldn't see. God's eyes bestow both grace as well as judgment. Bad kings did evil in the eyes of God. His eyes are always upon the promised land. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. What do you think God can't see? Only an ostrich hides her head in the ground to make herself invisible. When Jesus looks at us, we are seen, truly seen. It ought to be a great comfort. We can go through life feeling invisible, only an obstacle to others. We are lost in a crowd, unattractive, unappealing, unloved, uncared for. Or we're misunderstood, judged by others' eyes. What if the perfect someone looked at you and knew everything there is to know about you with kind eyes that were loving everything that he saw? Jesus looked at people just like that. It made some people truly angry. It made others simply fall in love with him. The term repent has been used a billion times, but often misunderstood. It should never be used as a lash or a stick like that, a weapon, but as an invitation. Repent means return. Turn back and reclaim your place with God. When God says repent, he means I see you, even where you are right now, hiding in the bushes, running through your life, thinking you can escape your God. But I see it all. Stop right there and reckon with me. I see you, and I love you, and I'm calling you to come back. You're headed the wrong way. Here is where I am, and I truly want you back with me. No matter how far you roam, I will still see, and I will seek you. Don't keep running. Stop, and come back to me. Repent. Nothing is hidden from the eyes of Christ. Come back, I see you. 4,000 years ago, Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at the last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. His eyes look at us and see us all the way to the bottom. Our eyes were meant to see him too, and to look upon the face of God, to behold his eyes seeing us. knowing us, loving us, inviting us back. I shall see for myself, behold thy God. His eyes have always been upon you. Today, later in this sanctuary, four souls will enter the roles of the fully initiated laity, part of your church body. We are born, we are brought in, perhaps, for baptism as children, as babies. In those waters, we are signed with the sign of the cross, given our name, and received forgiveness of sins. The indwelling Spirit of God, new life in our reborn spiritual nature, and are made part of the body of Christ. That may all be done through our sponsors, godparents, who vow their faith in Christ and who bring us to this day. At confirmation, a mysterious passage in the Acts comes alive as we take those vows on for ourselves, receiving again the Spirit of God, but now in a new and a better way. We were baptized for our own benefit, and those inward spiritual graces gave us life and covenantal favor with God. In confirmation, we start giving back. We are graced with the Spirit's many gifts and fruits that we may, as adult members, as laity in good standing, offer our lives a living sacrifice for His sake, working in His kingdom for all of those around us. Our eyes are opened, and then we see the needs, then sense a stirring on this Stir Up Sunday, and know what we should do. So may the grace of all of your confirmation be stirred up this day, and with the pure in heart, may your eyes see God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.